Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you get better, feel like you've internally, I think we all in that locker room in our organization felt like we got better. We felt like we had players make a jump, but it's not a success in terms of the goal we had. We had a goal to make that next jump. I'm not sure we can say that. I do think we can say we got better and we improved, but a success would be you're going to the conference finals, so can't deem it a success.
Well, they're not winners, but 92.3 The Fan is looking for a winner. Enter the code word MUSIC, M-U-S-I-C, MUSIC, and 92.3thefan.com by 9 a.m. for your chance to win a pair of fun packs to Berea's National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds Memorial Day weekend. You'll get a pair of general admission tickets, 2 3 rib samplers, and a pair of soft drinks. It's all fun. It's all family fun. It's all always free parking. Get more info at BereaRib.com. It's all from Berea's National Rib Cook-Off and Beer Fest and 92.3 The Fan. The word again is music, M-U-S-I-C. Enter it at 92.3thefan.com for your chance to win. Can you blame just one person? Can you blame just one? I ain't blame just one.
It was so decisive.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, okay, like James Harden game 7 for, you know, the Clippers this year. You could be like, yeah, look at what James Harden did. Like, he had a total meltdown. And it was a bad series for him all the way around. But, like, your superstar, Donovan Mitchell, he clearly gave it all he had. He was willing his team to the free throw line, and he made up for his inefficiencies, you know, throughout the series and the lack of a three-point shot. You know what, he made 4 last night, but he took 13. By getting to the foul line and making key defensive plays. Now, he couldn't give you defense on every possession because then he would have given you nothing on offense.
Yeah.
So there were some 3-guard lineups last night for the Cavs where they got torched, whether it was Darius, Max, and Ty, or Darius, Donovan, and Max. Like, they all got torched. So that definitely was a weakness, and that is something that the Cavs are going to have to try to combat. Going to be tough to do. But no way, shape, or form can it be a one-person thing when your superstar, who has the high usage and has the ball the most, played well. I mean, he had the 2 40-point game. One should have been a 50-point game. Like, that's, I mean, he had, what, 48 with a minute to go, and then they coughed up the lead. You would have assumed he would have held on and got free throws. So it's not a one-person thing. I don't think it's an Atkinson thing either because, I mean, we've seen two coaches now kind of have the similar issues. And when you've had two coaches who have totally different mindsets and philosophies, both have their teams look the exact same way in back-to-back and really 3 years straight, it becomes a personnel thing, right? Doesn't it?
So, does it feel like somebody has to pay the price for this?
So, what are you saying, Kobe?
Well, it's the morning after the game. Like, fans are going to have bloodlust here. But if we calm down just a moment, like, am I firing Kobe Altman for this? No, I'm not firing Kobe Altman for this.
I don't think you are, because
all right, Kobe, I'm not firing Kenny Atkinson.
Let's point this out.
All right.
Kobe's drafting in getting Evan Mobley, Darius, and we will have separate conversations about Darius, swinging the Allen trade out of just crafting a trade that just stole a good player. And I know he was terrible the last 2 games of the playoffs, but you still need to get through seasons and regular seasons. And then making the Donovan Mitchell trade, this all was amazing. This is amazing GM stuff. You don't just get to magic. I've heard people talk about this over the years. You don't get to just magically craft a championship team. Like, you don't get to, if I get hired as GM tomorrow, say, well, this is the way, this is the blueprint to put together a championship team, so I'm just going to do that. No, you only have the assets in front of you, and you only have the seasons in the draft that you have those picks, and you only have the free agency luck that you can have, depending on who's available at the time. So you don't just get to do that. That's like me becoming a GM in the NFL, and it's like, oh, I have to go get one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. Let me just go get one. The Browns actually tried to do that with Deshaun Watson, and it blew up fantastically.
We'll remind them.
So,
day's bad enough as it is.
Understanding that, like, who could have built a better team than what Kobe Altman built in this time frame?
I don't believe so.
It's almost impossible to believe how good, how much talent he's been able to get. And the good news is Mobley's only getting better. You can see it literally every time.
Boy, the parallels with this team and the, I mean, I brought up the Donovan Mitchell trade, 3 first-round picks. Now, the Donovan has worked out, certainly has worked out. Deshaun, an out-and-out disaster. When the owner calls you a mistake, that's a disaster. But now you've left yourself, you don't even realize. There were some people who could see it over the last couple of years, like, hey, you're not leaving a lot of outs. Now there's really no outs. There's no outs. Like, people are going, I can't trade these guys for pennies on the dollar here. Like, salaries have to match. So I'm just switching one for the other. Well, who's going to take on? We are going to, you know where this is going, damn it. Like, now I'm calming down a little bit here 2 hours into the show because we're talking about it a whole lot and Jason's going to join us at 9:01. But Tone, like, this is what it is. We all need, are we going to go back to we need wings? Do we need a wing? Do we need a wing? Yes or no?
You need as many wings as you can get in this
league. So the first person people want to trade is who? Darius Garland. Who is trading their wing for the 6'2 guard?
Well, and think about how crazy I was talking about.
Who makes a max salary?
I was talking about getting Brandon Ingram last year, and then Brandon Ingram barely played this year.
You are who you are.
So I was desperate.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Maybe neither of them can help you in the playoffs. And I don't know.
You want to talk? By the way, you want to talk about the things we were having to discuss with Darius Garland being out the first couple of games of this?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Series. Yeah, go look up what Brandon Ingram has been accused of when it comes to playing or not playing.
100%. Yep. That's why it's hard. It's hard.
God.
Teams are not just willing to give you the wings. They are what costs the most because in this league, the wings are the types of players that when everything breaks down and X's and O's go out the window, what can they do in playoff series and games? They can physically get to their spots. They can elevate and finish, and they can play defense.
So
the guards just can't do that. Even, man, you saw Donovan struggling because of he was banged up, calf strained, then ankle, but he was having trouble elevating at times. It's just tougher for the guys that are below 6'5". It just is.
So I have no recourse here other than to belittle this team for the rest of the summer. Which the summer hasn't even started yet. So all summer long, all I have, because I can't make any moves, so all I can do is rub their noses in this and talk trash about them and hope that it gets back. Donovan said it himself. You guys are going to write a bunch of bleep about us. We're going to have to use it as fuel. Well, thank God, because you were out of gas at the end of this series. Go ahead and hit it.
We have a window with this group. I believe in everybody in here. We're a good team. So get in the gym, weight room, nutrition, whatever the hell it is. And get back at it because y'all going to write us the f*** off, man. But we'll be back. I mean, let city down, let each other down. We'll be back.
I believe you'll be back to the second round. That's the issue that the fans have. You've been to the second round. We believe you can get back to the second round. Further than that, no. So I have no other recourse. You're telling me I can't move players. I know that this is a talented team. They're all saying that they said they need to be mentally tougher. I didn't just say it. You said it and I said it, but they, everybody knows it. And they've admitted it themselves as players that they need to be mentally tougher. So I guess the only thing I can do is sit here on the radio and talk a bunch of trash about the basketball team over the next summer.
But, you know, the one thing we do in sports as fans, as media.
Be real
and
mean.
It's one of the things that players hate the most when they do their podcasts is when we, sitting here with our headset microphone in a studio, when we talk about toughness and when we talk about mental stuff. I mean, it's just a reality. Like, we're talking about it because we're comparing them to other teams and players. And can we not be honest here? Did it not look like the Pacers tougher and more mentally with it?
Yeah.
Did it not look 2 years ago or 3 years, whatever, against the Knicks, like they were not only more physical?
Oh, Mitchell Robinson laughed you out of the building, literally.
And by the way, that team, they weren't content just to stay with their core. Like, they blew it up big time. They blew up the Villanova group, right? Doesn't mean it's going to work out for them either, but looks like they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and they probably will be the favorites to go to the NBA Finals. This is crazy how this worked out, considering they were the team that it seemed like malpractice the last few years played their starters too much.
I'll tell you what, this is usually when you have something that's this ugly, I don't want to watch anything. Like, when they lost the ALCS last year, I'm not watching anything after that. And we had that issue where, what was it? When they lost to the Yankees, when I said the stupid thing back in 2017, when they lost to the Yankees, I was done then. When the Cavs have lost in the postseason, like, I just don't. Now I want to see that series. I want to see that series because then I want to now I have to sit there and make comparisons about where they're tougher in their wrestling match, because that's what that series is going to be. That's going to be a wrestling match, and I got to make comparisons and be nasty to the Cavs. I have no other choice, so I have to do as Donovan demands. I have to say mean spirited, nasty things that I might not even mean about the Cavs just to get them over some hump. I had a caller earlier who wanted us to be cheerleaders. No, according to him, I got to be meaner. Get real personal with it.
Well, when you compare them to the baseball, right, and to those times that last year they didn't underachieve, right?
The baseball?
The Guardians didn't underachieve last year.
They overachieved.
This Cavs team is an underachieving team.
Oh, definitely.
That's the hard part.
Definitely.
That is the hard part, because there are teams that do overcome injuries sometimes.
I wouldn't say it's the reason that I said I was done watching regular season basketball in January, that we knew where they were going to be. It was one of those, I'm going to set in this spin cycle until we get to the second round, and then here we are doing the same thing again.
And in so many occasions, I can see an underachieving team and look at a guy and go, okay, get rid of his ass, he don't fit, get rid of that guy, he don't fit, bring in these other guys. I don't think I can do that with this team because of what Anthony just said, what the cap constraints are. Is that Dan Gilbert has to pay an exorbitant sum just to get Ty Jerome back. DeAndre Hunter's going to end up costing you $100 million or something like that.
Ridiculous.
So it is what it is now. I mean, we've made our bed.
I didn't think I could feel worse than I felt last night.
Now you feel worse.
Now I feel worse.
Because you could have been able to, honestly, I could have just shot my mouth off and said, trade this guy, trade that guy, move on from this guy, move on from that guy. I really don't believe I can. I really don't believe I can. So now this makes it so much worse. Because now it feels like you're stuck. So if you're stuck with this team, nobody trusts them. Nobody trusts them. So next regular season, who cares? We will have measuring stick games here and there. But no, if you beat the Pacers by 20 next year in a regular season game, I know it's the morning after this loss. Are people really going to make a big deal about it? That game you had at home against Oklahoma City, which felt like a playoff atmosphere earlier in the year, and I know they got boat raced at Oklahoma City, but that game you had at home against Oklahoma City felt like a playoff atmosphere. You beat that team. It felt like, man, this is a team that could really do it. Now, you don't trust them. Get to you guys coming up next, I promise. Stay there. 216-474-0092. Is there any one entity that you can blame?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.